Hey there, amazing people. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox, your daily dose of calm amidst the chaos. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly guide to a quieter mind and a happier you. Today, we're diving into something super important. Mindful eating. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, another diet podcast, hear me out. This isn't about restricting yourself or counting calories. It's about listening to your body, savoring each bite, and finding a deeper connection between what you eat and how you feel. Ever notice that sometimes food becomes more of a comfort mechanism than actual nourishment? You know, reaching for that bag of chips when you're stressed, feeling lonely, or just bored. We all do it. But mindful eating helps us break that cycle and build a healthier relationship with food, one that leaves us feeling truly satisfied, both physically and emotionally. So let's get real, shall we? 5 key takeaways to help you practice mindful eating for emotional balance. First things first, ditch the distractions. Put away your phone, turn off the TV, step away from the computer screen. When you eat, make it a dedicated time, a sacred space where you can truly be present with your food. This means paying attention to the colors, textures, smells, all those beautiful sensory details that often get lost in the rush of daily life. Next up, chew, chew, chew. Seriously, slow down and savor each bite. It takes about 20 minutes for your brain to register fullness, so by eating mindfully, you give your body time to catch up and prevent overeating. Plus, slowing down allows you to appreciate the flavors and textures of your food, making every mouthful a little more enjoyable. Thirdly, listen to your body's cues. Pay attention to those subtle signals. Are you truly hungry or just bored? Are you feeling satisfied now, or could you enjoy another bite without feeling overstuffed? Learning to differentiate between physical hunger and emotional cravings is key to mindful eating. Now let's talk about gratitude. Before you dig in, take a moment to appreciate the food on your plate. Where did it come from? Who grew it? How did it get to your table? This simple act of gratitude can transform your eating experience, making each meal more meaningful and nourishing. Finally, remember that mindful eating isn't about perfection. It's a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, when the distractions win, or when you just crave that extra slice of pizza. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Every small step counts. Think about the last time you were stressed out, maybe a big deadline, a fight with a friend, or just a really chaotic day. How did you handle that stress? Did you reach for comfort food? I know I'm guilty of this. There was this one time, remember those deadlines we all get in life that feel like they're breathing down your neck? Well, I had one looming over me, and instead of tackling it head on, I found myself at the grocery store buying an entire bag of Oreos. I knew I wasn't really hungry, my stomach was fine, but those cookies felt like a temporary escape from the pressure. But guess what? They didn't actually make me feel better in the long run. Instead, they just left me feeling more sluggish and guilty. That's when I realized how important mindful eating is for emotional balance. If we can learn to address our stress and emotions in healthier ways, like taking a walk, talking to a friend, or practicing some deep breathing exercises, we won't rely on food as a crutch. So the takeaway? It's about being kind to yourself, understanding your triggers, and finding alternative coping mechanisms. Mindful eating isn't just about what you eat, it's about how you eat, why you eat, and what you feel while you eat. It's a powerful tool for cultivating emotional balance and building a healthy relationship with yourself and your food. Remember, my amazing listeners, every day is a fresh start. Take that deep breath, savor each bite, and listen to your body's wisdom. You got this. I'll be right here next time, ready to help you navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace and a whole lot of calmness. Don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some mindful eating practices that work for you? Let's chat in the comments. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.